Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Hello, catch-uppers. What a blessing this week has been for me. A Josiah-free studio.
What a blessing it's been for me as well. Sitting here in the sunshine of my back garden, getting a tan and doing radio at the same time. Is that a first for radio?
Actually, to be fair, yours is more of a blessing because my workload has doubled.
Well, you know how you get your fake tan on a Thursday night?
Okay, if I've got an event coming up. Didn't have one last night, thanks very much.
Oh, well, you need one. But anyway, that's a side story. My tan from the last 3 days of doing the show in my back garden is equivalent to you getting a fake tan on a Thursday.
Do you know what? This is further poking holes in your shingles story because allegedly have shingles. You've been diagnosed by an alleged doctor. And yet, one of the worst things you can do when you have shingles is sit in the sun. So what is it, Mo? Are you sunbaking or are you shingly?
Well, let's just say the shingles are on the back, the tan is on the front.
Good save, brother. Good save. Hey, in today's show, Screw Up Fridays is back for another week. A couple of zingers in there. Can I call them zingers?
Yeah, you can, because we did have a couple of zingers today.
Yeah, I tried to record an ad and failed horribly. Adam Peacock joins us. He's a politics dude. Well, he's not. He's a sports presenter, but he speaks politics and makes it easy for us to understand. We talk bizarre phobias. We talk unusual ways you met your partner. And what did you accidentally eat? It's all happening.
Some of the calls we got on today's show were sensational. Well worth listening all the way to the end of the catch up.
Alrighty. Well, in the meantime, enjoy your weekend. If it is indeed before the weekend when you listen to this, we'll speak to you again next week.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
How's this, Ellie? A man who hasn't looked at his reflection in months and months has opened up about a phobia of mirrors.
What do you mean?
He's got a complete phobia of mirrors. This is like the opposite phobia to what I have.
You've got a phobia of being away from a mirror.
I was literally the opposite to this guy, Stephen. He's from the UK. Hello, hello. How are you, Governor? He apparently goes months without looking in the mirror. So how's this? He says he cannot bear to look at his own face. It doesn't just affect him when he's getting ready in the morning, but when he goes to a haircut, when he goes to the barber, he has to shut his eyes the whole time. When he walks past windows, and when he's shopping, he finds it a nightmare. And anything with reflective surfaces makes him feel extremely uncomfortable. So he doesn't even know how to do his hair in the morning. Now he just has his shower and walks straight out without looking at himself.
How unattractive on a scale of 1 to 10 is this guy? Because I'm picturing like the Hunchback of Notre Dame right now.
Okay, he looks like a nice version of the Hunchback. He's about 40 years old. He's going grey. I don't know if he'd know that because he can't see himself in a mirror. He's married with kids and everything, but he's okay. He's okay.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I think, Ellie, you in 10 years will give it a crack.
Oh. 10 years? All right, cool. I've got 10 years to get married and settle down. All right, I can deal with that.
But that is one of the most bizarre phobias I reckon I've ever heard of. But then I thought of my own and I'm like, I think mine's a little bit worse than Stephen. Oh, have I ever revealed to you my phobia?
Is it wearing shirts?
Oh, that's certainly not a phobia of mine. I hate a T-shirt.
Let me guess. Is it going a day without talking about Albania?
It isn't that either, unfortunately. We'll keep going. You can
is it
keep
shaving the man bun off?
That actually is. I'll lose all my strength.
Yeah.
Okay. No, ever since I was a kid, I am petrified, and don't get any ideas from this, of Band-Aids.
What do you mean?
Like, if I see one or if someone tries to put one on me or anything like that, I promise you don't get ideas for this because you'll see a different Josiah come out. I will vomit on your face. Yeah, it's just ever since I was about 5 years old, I don't know where it stemmed from or how. I probably need to see a counselor because it'd be interesting to see how I got this, but I cannot. It literally makes me gag to the point of vomiting when I see one or if someone pulls one out.
So if I come to work one day, I've scratched my face, I'm doing like a Nelly thing, I've got a Band-Aid on my face, you wouldn't be able to do the show?
I wouldn't be. I'd be like this guy. I would not be able to look at you in the eye.
But what are you afraid of? That it's going to like leap off my face and rip out your eyes or something?
I don't like talking about it because it's actually making me feel sick now. The look, the colour, the texture, everything about it makes me feel sick.
You're weird, man. You're weird. I thought I had a weird phobia, but mine's really normal compared to yours. I'm afraid of electrocution.
Oh, well, I mean, I get that. But
I mean,
that is
mine
weird.
Can actually kill me. No, I have a weird thing like with PowerPoints and stuff. Like my mum was always afraid of electrocution. So when I'm drying my hair, there can be no water around whatsoever. Like I can't be in the bathroom. I have to be completely away from any type of water. I have to always put the plug into the wall with the PowerPoint turned off every time. Like I'm so scared of electrocution.
Well, you would hate my dad's story. We should get him on to tell the story next week. But dad, when he was a kid, stuck a knife in a PowerPoint while it was turned on. And I'm not joking. This is like one of those supernatural stories you hear. It lifted him up off the floor and threw him 15 meters across the room. That is how unbelievable it was, and he ended up in hospital because of it. So that is your worst nightmare.
So see, when it comes to being afraid of things, electrocution is a legitimate one. Band-aids?
Well, band-aids are put up there with mirrors. Even saying the word is killing me right now. And this is what we want to talk about this morning on 13, 12, 16. Give us a buzz right now. We want to know your bizarre phobias. The weirder, the better. Make me feel better this morning because I know mine's weird. I just can't help it.
Or,
I just can't.
Do you know what? 13, 12, 16, have you got a Band-Aid story? Are you wearing one right now?
Do not. I'll walk out of my house here with the shingles. Thank goodness I don't need it with the shingles.
Gabby has given us a message on Insta saying, this is for Josiah. I too am scared of Band-Aids. It's a phobia. She always has to thoroughly wash her hands if she touches one. And she has to stop whatever she's doing. If she gets hurt, she naturally lets it heal without the Band-Aid.
Oh, I've never worn one. I've had some ridiculous cuts. I've had stitches. When I go and get blood taken out of me or whatever from the doctor and they put one on you, the second I walk out, I rip it off. I have to do the same, wash my hands, and I start almost gagging and wanting to vomit as well.
Sounds like you and Gabby are meant for each other.
We are. Gabby, send me a message on Insta. We can hook up. No Band-Aids. No Band-Aids, though.
Don't break her heart. She'll have nothing to mend it with, though. Here we go.
She's back, baby.
13, 12, 16, if you've got a story. Andy from Vanilla, what's your bizarre phobia?
I do, and it is real. People laugh at me, but I'm scared to death of cougars.
As in
the animal or the older lady who's on the prowl for a younger man?
Well, they do often act like animals.
Why were you so scared of them? Do you date younger? So I'm guessing you've never dated an older woman in your life, Andy?
Look, they seem to just, I don't know, they come to me like moths to a flame and I'm petrified.
Strange phobia.
Sounds like your life is really tough, Andy. Is there any moment in particular that's been excessively cougarific?
There was one about a year ago. I was with some lads at the pub, and there was a, let's just call it a mature ladies' hen party, and I was swarmed.
You must be a good-looking fella.
I don't think I'm any better looking than the average bloke. No, I don't. I just think they're wild and should be reined in.
Andy, what your phobia is most other guys' dream. So I don't get it, but each their own. Mine was Band-Aids, so I no judgment from my end, that's for sure.
I don't think you're in a position to judge, mate.
Good point.
Well, I'm just really sorry that you have to live with this day to day. It must be so debilitating for you. So I hope with all my heart that you get over your fear of cougars.
There's one coming, I gotta go.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Now, before we start, just remember, these two get paid to be on the radio. It's Josiah and Ellie's Screw Up Friday.
Yeah, we get paid, but we don't get paid enough, do we, Jay?
No. You know what? We should tell the people that we deliberately screw up because we don't get paid enough not to.
The moment we get a pay rise, we'll say goodbye to this segment because there won't be anything to make of our week of screw-ups.
Yeah, we'll actually do our jobs properly because we're getting paid enough.
Exactly. Now, Josiah, each week we talk about who features more in Screw Up Fridays, which is basically all the worst moments from the week.
It's me every week. Please tell me not again.
Do you know what? You should get the shingles more often, buddy, because it is 100% me this week.
Yes.
There's a couple of views sneaking in. But the best part about this is I tried to record an ad this week. And my God, there's a lot of screw ups in there. Take a listen to this week's Screw Up Fridays. Sorry, Ellie. Doing it for Macca's, Yarrawonga, and Cobram. You there?
Ellie, it's time to solve one of life's
this
mysteries.
This delay is out of control this morning.
Yeah, this time yesterday, the big outage happened.
The big outage indeed. It was. Hold on. The phone was still off the hook. That was really distracting me. sorry.
Is it your boyfriend again?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't, unfortunately.
And is it a standard light globe? Wow, can't even decide what they're called.
Set up your flexible repayment plan to suit you. Yep. Oh. She defrauded the system.
Wow. So what? He was into keeping dead animals and.
Hey, let's get the new one. Not the new one. It's big time old school.
I was going to say.
I wasn't sure what song we had coming up. Montel Jordan. This is how we do.
But I just love this story. I think it's I give this story the ironic story of the day. I can't even say the word. The ironic story of the day.
ZipPay is a facility offered by Zipco Limited. T's and C's apply. Visit zippay.com.au. ZipPay is a facility operated by Zip.
Whoa, that wasn't a turnaround statement. I'm just going to go.
So am I. So is Guy Sebastian. This is what he's doing before he goes. Oh, God, I got nothing. Here you go. How bad is this ZipPay stuff?
Wow.
Oh, my God. Do you know how hard it is? Because you know how at the end of ads, there's a really quick disclaimer that you got to do it really fast? That's what I was trying to do. Try and say ZipPay is a little bit. It's so hard.
Can you go for it now one more time? Come on, make up for what you did.
ZipPay is a. There's too many zips in there.
I agree. We don't get paid enough, Ellie.
We don't.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
We have got wind of an unbelievable story, but you need to hear it from the horse's mouth himself. Brendan from Shep, please tell us this unbelievable story of how you met your wife.
Yeah, so I was working for a pizza company, 9 years ago now, and just the usual Friday night, delivering off, four or five pizzas to this house, and there happened to be quite a few girls there that were all sort of partying and having a good time and whatnot, and sort of chatting for a few minutes at the door, and they're like, well, do you want to come in and party with us? I'm like, no, like, I'm at work, like, it's all good. And they pretty much just said, like, oh, if you quit your job, just come in. Like, there's so much grog and stuff here, and we're all swimming in the pool and whatnot. And I went, I went, oh, it's a chance of a lifetime. Just go with it. And we ended up staying there and then got the taxi, went back to my place, got changed, went out for the night in town. And, yeah, just one particular girl who I was talking to most of the night and whatnot. And, yeah, we ended up sort of exchanging numbers that night and whatnot. And, yeah, 9 years later, has two kids and happily married for 7 years.
Wow. Oh my God.
What a story. Can I ask, I reckon I've eaten at every pizza shop in Shep. Is it one that's still going at the moment?
No.
No, oh, shame.
Oh, devastating.
Did it close down because they lost their delivery driver to a bunch of girls?
Yeah, it could be, but I was actually in a lot of trouble because I actually had the money bum back too.
Did you spend it?
I stuck that in because I was using my own car, but I've kept it in the glove box that night and I took it back to the shop the next day. But, yeah, I was in a world of trouble over that.
Brendan, can I ask, that is every single guy's dream. That's something out of a fantasy, to rock up to a house as the delivery guy and have a bunch of girls invite you in to go swimming in the pool. Were you just in your head going, what is going on? This is a real-life fantasy?
This was, yeah, it was just, oh. Yeah, I was in the pool in my jocks because I was in my work clothes. Like my delivery driver pizza clothes and my little hat and everything. And they're wearing my hat and whatnot.
So was it the last delivery of the night?
No, it was only like 7:30.
So what about all the other pizzas? What happened to all the other pizzas? Did you eat them?
No, it was only that delivery from the shop. I was meant to go back and get more, but it didn't happen.
Did you lose your job?
Yes.
Lost a job, gained a wife. In my eyes, that's a good trade-off.
Yeah, I thought it worked out pretty well.
That is hilarious. What an awesome story. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Brendan.
Yeah, no worries at all. That's awesome. Thank you.
That whole story makes me feel so much worse about the fact that I met my boyfriend on Tinder. It's just not fair, Jay.
It doesn't match Brendan's by all means, but I met a girl at a Kanye West concert. She was taking a photo for me and a mate, and I ended up chatting to her. So it's not quite Brendan-esque, but at a Kanye, not bad.
Well, I mean, you share the love of Kanye, so fair enough. You're a big Kanye fan. Obviously, she was too. Why didn't it work out?
That's a story for another time.
All right, well, give us a call, 13 12 16. We want to know your unusual ways that you met your partner. If it can top Brendan's, I'm done. Like, that's it for me. I'm finishing this week on a high. Fee from Katandra, did you meet your partner in an unusual way?
Well, I met my partner through one of my best friends who I had a crush on, like, you know, one of these little fantasy little things.
Wait, so you had a crush on your best friend?
Yep.
Okay, go on.
And he was friends with my partner. I had no idea. He was travelling through. I was over at a friend's place. And he had to go back to Albury Wodonga.
Mm-hmm.
And we hooked up, like, you know, he, one of my friends goes, oh, you're going to love him. You're going to love him. He's got an awesome ute, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, that's not me. And next minute, sure enough, I liked him for his ute, not no one else. And then after that, we got talking and whatever else, and yeah, I got together and got a little girl.
Wow, what a story, Fee. Can I ask, though, now that you're with him, how do you look at the best friend? Do you still look at him with a bit of something there?
Yeah.
We don't talk now, so, you know, I used to like him as a mate. Like, he always used to be there. Even when I was pregnant, he was very supportive and, you know, buying me all the hash browns I could have.
It's the way to a woman's heart, let me tell you.
And buying me food, because that was the only way I could keep food down. But, we don't talk now. I do miss him as a mate. Like, we used to get along so well, but,
not as a lover.
There you go. Yeah. Crazy. All right. Well, thanks so much for getting in touch, Fee.
Thanks.
All right, let's move on to Alicia from Katanga. Alicia, did you meet your partner in an unusual way?
Yeah, well, I moved up here about 5 years ago, and I started on the, like, I was only 15, so I started on the school bus, and my automatic thought was, I go up to the back, I'm a high school kid, walked up to the back, and my now partner went, nah, sit down the front. So he made me sit with the prep for 7 months.
Yeah.
He pretty much bullied me for, 7 months. And then he finished year 12 and messaged me about 6 days later and went, hey, let's hang out. We are now 3 weeks away from getting married.
Wow.
Oh, a school bus romance. I love that.
I mean, we don't encourage bullying, but in your situation, I guess it kind of worked, didn't it?
Yeah, well, he copped it forever from me. Constantly copped it going, well, you were bullying me and da-da-da-da-da. But now, we're in love more than ever, and,
so close to getting married.
Thank you.
They say, Alicia, the ones that are bully are usually the ones that have a crush on you, hence why a lot of people start rumours about Ellie's massive crush on me.
Well, yeah, that's all I'd heard was all the ones that, you know, pick on you, the boys that pick on you are the ones that are with you. Well, in this case, it was.
Wow, what a story.
There you go, one to tell the kids. If the kids ever have bullying problems, you can say, don't worry, you'll end up marrying them. And it's good parental advice.
That's how I met your father.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Alicia, if you need an MC, Ellie's free in 3 weeks' time, so hit her up, okay?
All right, cool, thank you.
this is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie. Oh, my God. Have you seen this?
Shut up.
It's Josiah and Ellie's Headline of the Week.
Yeah, each week I scour the internet to find the weirdest stuff that's been reported on this week. And around the world, there's a lot of weird stuff that goes on. Let's kick it off with headline number one. Sheep impregnated using 50-year-old sperm.
Righto, Ellie. It's a bit late for a headline like that.
I can say sperm. It's a scientific term.
A sperm. Sheep? Is it a sheep's, another sheep's?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to, let's clear that one up. That would be weird. Can I ask, have they been preserving it for 50 years or was it a 50-year-old sheep or how does this work?
Well, no, they've been preserving it. So they froze it 50 years ago and then they've preserved it. And now, but don't you feel sorry for the sheep that's the dad? Because the poor guy, he's probably about 60 or 70 now. If he's still with us, he's like, God, I'm not ready to become a dad. Come on.
What's the lifespan of a sheep? I reckon he would have died a long time ago or he's already been turned into some minced meat or something.
But you know what? As weird as this headline is, it is good to know that it could preserve endangered species. Like, it gives new hope to endangered species because if you keep preserving the sperm, then you can have it for years and years and years.
exciting times for the sheep community. Hey, a sheep lives on average for 10 to 12 years. So safe to say that the daddy of this sheep is well dead.
Can I just go back on you saying exciting times for the sheep community? Are we speaking directly to the sheep community right now?
Yes. We live in the Goulburn Valley. Most of our listeners are sheep.
Morning, Sean. Sean the sheep. Speaking directly to you right now.
I'm telling you, there's more sheep that listen to our show than human beings.
Oh. Oh, God, that's funny. All right, moving on. Woman, 104, arrested at care home by police to fulfill bucket wish list.
Oh, I actually saw this story last night.
Isn't
what a cute story this is. So what, she's always wanted to be arrested?
Yeah, it was on her bucket list. She's always, you know, abided by the law. And so at the age of 104, she said, I'd really love to get arrested. So they came, got her from the aged care home, took her in for questioning, and she apparently just sat there with a little grin on her face the whole time.
I reckon the police in Shep won't have as much time on their hands to do that as to wherever this lady's village is from.
I reckon if I had a word to them, they could come arrest you, but they'd have heaps of warrants anyway, reasons. Finally.
Don't tell them about the crop out the back I've got going here.
Crop of shingles. This story has been everywhere this week and I don't understand it. It goes back to the fascination that we have with the royals, and I want to eventually do a royal-inspired headline of the week because every week there's the most ridiculous ones. This week's, Meghan Markle is emotionally insecure and self-pitying. You see that and you're like, geez, I want to click on it. Then it goes on to say, says handwriting expert. So a handwriting expert has analysed her writing and there has been an entire article written about how insecure she is because she flourishes her A's.
Can we go through the royals one time? We'll get like a royal expert on next week because I'm so sick of them being in the headlines all the time for no reason at all. In my head, it has to stem from somewhere, but these headlines are so ridiculous. Leave the poor girl alone. Let her be a royal, for goodness sake.
I know. Let her be able to write her name without someone questioning her mental state because of it. Like, come on.
If they saw my handwriting, they'd think I'm about to have a complete meltdown. Although if you saw my handwriting, they would have been like, yep, he's definitely got shingles.
Yeah. You do have a very shingly style of writing. That's what I've noticed about you.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and
Josiah,
Ellie.
You and I are about to do something that we don't often do on this show because we're not smart enough, and that is talk about politics. It is the New South Wales state election this weekend, so we thought, you know, for our listeners across the border, we'd touch on that for you. And also, there's a federal election this year too. We've got to learn about that if we're going to vote accordingly. So we thought we'd get someone who knows their stuff on. Now, you may know him as a Fox Sports presenter, but he's also got a podcast out called Peacock Politics, and his name is Adam Peacock. He joins us now. Morning, Adam.
Morning.
Now tell us, Adam, Peacock Politics is the type of podcast that lays it out for the, less politically inclined people like myself?
Yeah, absolutely, because I was the same. I'm exactly in the same boat as you guys are, not now because I've done a few of these podcasts to help me learn, but I was just totally in the dark. Like, I was sitting there last August, like we all were, and we're sitting there and we get another change of Prime Minister that we didn't vote for. That was 4 in 8 years.
Yeah.
4 new Prime Ministers that we didn't vote for. And I'm thinking to myself, hang on, we live in a democracy, so don't we have the right to elect who we think should be the leader of our country, not some backstabbing mob in Canberra that we don't know exactly what went on? So I decided to delve into it. And yeah, we can have a look at, have our opinions about why it's happening and whatnot, but how it's happening behind the scenes, and that's what I want to investigate with something like this.
Do you know what? I'm just looking at the rundown of your episodes, and I love the first one. How does the House of Representatives work? I need to listen to that because I don't understand.
Yeah, it's weird because for that I spoke to Anna Burke, who was an MP for 18 years in Melbourne. And she gave a really clear description of how difficult it is for MPs, members of parliament, the people who get elected into the House of Representatives, is that they have to spend the majority of their time in their own electorate looking after the people that put them there and going and showing your face in the community. And then your role totally changes when you go up to Canberra, and then you're operating within the party system. And that's the frustration I think a lot of people have, is that a lot of these politicians get to Canberra and they can't see outside what's called the Canberra bubble, and they've got they lose total recognition of what's going on in their own electorate and the issues that are facing people. So to give you a great understanding of how that works in the Senate, which is equally as important, we've done 2 episodes there to to break it down how those people operate when they get elected to those houses.
We love it, Adam. Hey, this weekend it is the New South Wales state elections. We do have a lot of listeners over the border in New South Wales in our area. Is Gladys going to get re-elected? What's going to go on here?
Yeah, talking to people who know a hell of a lot more about it than I do in terms of breaking it all down, and how, and that's another thing to come as well in the series, is how elections are run, because it's totally different to how politics works, how elections are run and how you get elected, basically sucking up to people and how politicians do that. So there was an event in Sydney this week which made things hard for Michael Daly, because he basically didn't know how much money he was going to spend, which is not great when you're in charge of all the taxes that come into the coffers of a government, which is basically a business. So you'd think the incumbent, Gladys Berejiklian, is going to hang on, but who knows? It's 50-50, and I don't think it's going to make a hell of a lot of difference to the congestion around Sydney and places like that, but hopefully it makes a bit of a difference to people around the state, especially those affected by drought.
It's all right. Our Absolutely. Listeners are in like Jerilderie and stuff. It's fine. They don't have
Moama.
A lot of congestion there. Yeah,
Moama. Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure.
But, hey, the federal election, we are set to have one this year. Do we know when that's going to be happening?
No, we don't. We're thinking mid-May. So mm-hmm. what's going to happen is Scott Morrison and his government, his Liberal government, are going to hand down the budget. So basically tell everyone that we've got this much money and we're either in deficit or we've got more money than we thought, how that's distributed. And then right after that, the rumour is that he's going to announce the election, and there's going to be about a 5 or 6 week election campaign, and we'll see what's going to happen.
So he's going to lie, isn't he, and say, we've got heaps of money, our government's doing so well, vote us in again, boom, isn't he?
That's the job of every politician, really.
He's the best liar.
Massage the truth, so he won't be able to be called a liar, but he'll just bend the truth and make messages about things that are good and try and ignore the things that are bad. That's how it all works.
That's such a political slogan, massage the truth. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning and clearing it up for us two peanuts like myself. Peacock politics.
Peanuts. I'm a peanut as well, when it comes to this. Yeah.
Now you're a peacock.
Yeah, if you do a peanut good. Episode of Peacock Politics, well, there's a lot of peas involved. We'll join you for that. But get around Adam's podcast, Peacock Politics. You can find it on Podcast One. Search it in the podcast, whatever app you use. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for your support, guys. Cheers.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Remember how last year, Josiah, the strawberry needle saga swept the nation. Food terrorism, they called it.
Yeah, that wasn't a good time or place. Speaking of R&B Fridays, we went up and we made awareness of the situation by doing the Drake dance that we did?
The In My Feelings Challenge.
In My Feelings Challenge, dressed up as a strawberry, drew a lot of awareness to the situation.
Oh, you're such a good person, Jay. Good job. Look at you, spreading love. That was a huge thing to happen in Australia. It made international headlines. Now it looks like we could have another one on our hands, potentially. I don't want to speak too soon.
This isn't the egg gate, yes, that came out yesterday, was it?
No, no. This stems from a story out of Dubbo where a little boy named Harry and his mum, Amy, went to the servo and got a little treat. And that treat was a 12 chocolate bar, two 12 chocolate bars.
Well, that was their first mistake, because when you go to the servo, you get a Red Bull and a meat pie. That's it. Or you're getting a dare ice coffee and a meat pie. That's all you get at the server.
No, for me, it's chicken twisties and some beef jerky.
Oh, see, this is why you're a rookie, Ellie, because you...
We should do that next week. Servo snacks. What do you get when you go to the servo?
Of course you get beef jerky.
I love jerky. It's the best.
Oh, you love beef as well.
Can you let me tell my story about Harry and his mum, Amy, please?
I don't care anymore.
It's a Friday. Harry and his mum, Amy, went to the servo, got themselves a twirl. Harry bit into it, realised, there was a nail in there.
Yuck.
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, like a tiny little screwy nail thing. I don't know what
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant like
a fingernail.
Ugh. Oh, see, that would be bad.
That would be disgusting. But at least that's kind of, you can explain that kind of, because it's like, oh, I was just, I don't know, stirring the chocolate vat and my nail fell off.
Yuck.
It's not food terrorism where this potentially could be. So anyway, Miss Sutton, that's Amy's last name, she's written to the powers that be to investigate, and a full investigation's been launched by the company that runs the servo, not going to say their name, and the chocolate company that has the chocolates. And they're going to investigate it. We're hoping that there's no more strawberry needle sagas on our hands.
Well, I don't know what I'd be more devastated about, the strawberries or twirls, because I tell you what, twirls are a fantastic chocolate.
Yeah, twirls are delish, but twirls, you don't want to twirl up a nail in your chocolate, you know?
No, that's
it's where
the
you draw
thing.
The line.
Twirls and flakes, they're two of the most underrated chocolates out there, I reckon.
Oh, do you want to talk about that instead? Servo snacks, underrated chocolates, what else? I mean, because I want to talk about the things that you accidentally ate.
Well,
morning.
I had a mate who had a burger when he was in New Zealand. I won't say the name of the place because it's actually quite a well-known place. And when he bit into the burger, there was a piece of glass in it.
Ooh.
And it actually cut a bit of his tongue. And he went and told them. And he was thinking about, like, that's the sort of thing you get sued about. They said, come with us. They said, what are you thinking? He goes, well, guys, that's obviously a big case worth a bit of money. And they said, we'll give you $5,000 cash right now. Never speak about it again. They shook hands, took $5,000 cash
no
and walked out.
No way.
Amazing.
The problem with that, though, is that spurs people on to carry bits of glass in their pocket and then just chuck it in the burger, you know?
Yeah, good point. Well, you hear about that with apples.
Yeah.
People put razors in the past to get back to people.
Goodness.
It's just
what's
not
wrong
on.
With society?
Have you ever had a meal from a cafe or something? There's a piece of hair or something in your meal?
On the whole, my food adventures have been pretty straightforward. No food terrorism involved.
Just beef jerky.
Just beef jerky and chicken twisties, obviously. But I did have a friend who bought a coffee from a cafe in a takeaway cup, went to like open it up to get the froth from the coffee and sucked up a cockroach, vomited everywhere.
Yuck. Yeah. That is disgusting.
Disgusting. So on that note, 13, 12, 16, finish off your breakfast and give us a call. What'd you accidentally eat? Sam from Echuca, you've called in. What'd you accidentally eat, bud?
A cockroach.
Oh, this is like my friend. Okay, hers was in a coffee cup. Where was yours?
It was actually on my sandwich. I didn't notice it. I was eating while distracted and I took a bite. And I didn't even know it happened.
They're slippery little suckers, aren't they? They just get into all the smallest gaps and you don't even know
it like
there.
Was it like a pre-packaged sandwich that came from a cafe or was it something you made yourself, Sam?
It was something I made myself and I put down. I didn't even notice.
What else was in there? What were you pairing it with? Was it like cockroach
maggots?
And lettuce? Or cockroach and Vegemite? You know, what are we talking?
It was a salad sandwich. It wasn't even a fun one.
Well, there you go. You get your veggies from the salad and you get your protein from the cockroach. Works out well.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
It's a GV Rap with MIA.
Oh, yeah. Warburton from Channel 9 News. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thanks for having me. Where's Josiah?
He's very shingly.
He's
been
quarantined.
The computer's talking.
I hear he's given you a disease before, so I didn't want to.
Ellie,
given
I
me
asked
a disease.
For a...
Just kidding. We laugh
Your surname kind of sounds like a disease, Mia.
Edgerton Warburton.
So yeah, any long word sounds like a disease.
It's like, oh, she's come down with the Edgerton Warburtons. You're going to need a cream for that.
Hey, I asked before the song, can you turn the FaceTime around so I can see me? I've looked at your face enough, Ellie.
Yeah, you can turn around. Mia, there's 2% left on that.
Can't you turn yourself around, Josiah?
Yeah, no, sorry. She doesn't want you to see her. Hey, Mia, tell us what's been going on the GV this week.
Oh, well, Ellie, as you're across, because we talked about it while we're in Coles together.
We did.
10-cent milk levy's probably been the talk this week. So basically, for those who have been living under a rock, it's Aldi and Coles have followed Woolworths and they've gotten rid of their $1 a litre milk.
Yeah, so Josiah and I spoke about this earlier on the show this week and we said great news for the dairy farmers because they get more money, but you've spoken to a few of them and you reckon they're a bit sceptical?
Pretty much all of them said it's a step in the right direction, but they feel that it could be a marketing ploy because
right. They're
worried that consumers will say $1.10, all good, we're fixing the problem. But they're like, A, $1.10 isn't that much money to begin with,
mm-hmm. And
not everyone supplies those three big outlets either.
Yeah, that's the thing. I've met a couple of dairy farmers, and you have as well, Ellie, around the GV. They're some of the hardest working people in the country. 10 cents is not enough. They deserve a lot more than that.
Especially with the price of water at the moment. It's for a lot of them, it's costing them more to produce than it is for what they're getting.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because the cows need the water.
The government needs to step in and do something about that.
Well, they are. They're onto it. But, you know, no solution in sight.
All right. Well, we're thinking of you this morning, dairy farmers. Good job. We love you. You're doing a great job. Call us anytime if you want to vent your frustrations. We'll listen to you. What else has been going on, Mia?
$11 million radiotherapy centre in Shepparton.
This is great news.
Yeah, very. A lot of people have to travel to Wodonga and Bendigo to get treatment, and sometimes it's, you know, you need it like 7 days a week.
Mm.
So imagine being away from your family for that long, especially when you're feeling that sick.
Yeah.
So that's good news. 20 new jobs apparently by Christmas.
Great. Wow. By Christmas.
Do we know, kind of.
Where's the centre going to be? Is it going to be at the hospital or?
I think it's on Corio Street, I believe.
Oh, beautiful.
124 Corio Street, centre of town.
There you go. Mm. Man, that is great news.
It is good news.
Thank you. What a good news day it's been.
Has it?
I don't know. I mean, we're talking milk.
What's new in your life, Ellie, while we're here? Well, let's just close the laptop so I just can't join in.
I still can't see. Mia, so my weekend's been absolutely devastating. I'm going to be on the couch doing nothing because I'm in isolation. So that is my life at the moment. A little miserable, to be honest.
I popped over on FaceTime. Josiah isn't wearing a shirt, so.
I know.
Why would I? I'm allergic.
My laptop's just died, so FaceTime isn't available anymore, and I could not be happier about it. I'm not going to lie.
Lucky I've got both of you on Snapchat, so prepare for a topless selfie in the next 5 seconds.
Oh, God.
Amazing.
Mia Edgerton-Warburton, thank you, as always, for coming in this morning. You can catch her on Channel 9 News, Border North East tonight. She'll be the good-looking one.
Oh, that's vague.
Hey, Mia, can you bring me a coffee?
Yeah, no worries. I'll bring you a pizza.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
For one day and one day only, I'm going to let you have it, Josiah. I'm going to play this.
Albania alert.
And I won't play it again throughout the rest of this talk break because it is the Albanian Harvest Festival this weekend. It's happening on Sunday. Josiah, you've convinced me. We've got the organisers of the Harvest Festival in the studio right now. Reg and Karen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. I am so excited for this. Like, since I moved to Shep, and I've known about this for a very long time, my whole life being Albanian myself, but this is one day on my calendar you just don't miss, no matter who you are, not just Albanian, anyone listening right now. Isn't that right, Reg?
You're one-eyed, aren't you?
Literally.
Literally, isn't he?
You should have heard him in the lead-up to Australia Day, though. He was all about the barbecues and stuff. I'm like, hold on, pick one.
looking forward to it. This Sunday, 24th, weather's looking really good. So looking forward to the 20th Albanian Harvest Festival.
So what do you do at an Albanian Harvest Festival for us who aren't Albanian?
Well, basically, come listen to all the music. We've got an Albanian band. There's Albanian food. Well, actually, the Albanian food is probably the...
The highlight. I would say so.
Karen, yeah. And definitely the Harvest Festival, it was put together really some 20 years ago. And it was to celebrate the harvest, which is the harvest time now, all the fruit and vegetables. And a lot of the farmers donate all their fruit. And we've got a fruit market there on the day, so cheap fruit and veggies on the day. So we've got a big market, lots of food. And lots of traditional costume dances, Karen?
There are, yes. I'm actually organising that now. My name is Karen, but I'm also known by a name of Chuz. My Albanian name is Chuzzy Bear, so everyone calls me Chuz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chuz. Well, I'll tell you what Ellie would absolutely love, and Ellie, you don't want to miss this.
Here we go.
I can see you already coming down, getting some Albanian donuts, joining Chuz, and doing some Albanian dance. We need to teach her the Albanian dance.
100%. Even better, I need to actually put her in costume with me. And get her up on the dance floor.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, and, definitely. I'll take a spare one, actually.
You know I'm very uncoordinated.
It doesn't matter. It's easy.
That's even better.
Okay.
Makes it more fun.
Because when you actually have a look at the dancers, they're very uncoordinated, but that's good. You'll fit in nicely.
So what's an Albanian dance move? Are we talking like jumping up and down? How does it work?
Really groovy. There's a number of different steps. Groovy music.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to obviously show you, come
here,
along.
Ellie, okay, I'm going to show you now. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
For someone who has the shingles at the moment, you are moving quite well, my friend.
Are you sure he's got shingles?
Yeah, all right. Let's dissect this, okay? Because he told us he had shingles on Tuesday. He's been broadcasting live from his house in Kaila so as to not infect the rest of us, yet there's still no rash. He seems to be doing those moves pretty easily. What do you guys think?
I think it's the medication you're on.
Must be. Must be.
It's kicked in, guys. Oh, it definitely has.
Yep. You know,
shingles or not, I'm going to be at the Albanian festival.
100%.
So head on down, kids. Get the shingles.
Yeah. Going back to the Harvest Festival, you know, as we said, we've got a lot of the kids and we've got some others who are going to be in costume doing some traditional dancing. The traditional Albanian food is absolutely delicious. We've got a lot of mums and nannas.
The peddlers.
They're the Albanian donuts.
Right, can you say that?
Flat out.
Petlers?
Ah. champion. Perfect. Are you sure you're not Albanian?
Do you know what? I've spent enough time with this dude that maybe I am now. Maybe it's
I reckon we need to do an ancestry test on Ellie. I reckon she's got 1/16th Albanian. Imagine. There's got to be there's something in her.
There's something there.
Must be.
Imagine if Must we came be. Back and I did. Wow. Yeah. What a time to be alive.
Reg, on the day, tell us a bit more about it. So there's food, there's dancing. Is there going to be some other stuff happening?
We've got our raffle. Got to mention that. $5 a ticket on the day. You've got a chance to win a voucher, $4,999. It's just under $5,000 to win a trip to Albania. So, which is really good.
Wow.
If you haven't been to Albania, let me tell you, I've been there. I've been there several times now over the last 5-6 years. It's coming of age, let me tell you. So if you want a cheap trip to Europe, Albania's the place to go.
I can't wait to go. I haven't had the chance to yet, obviously, because of the salaries we're on. But my goal is to go this year, so maybe I'll just enter with a $5 ticket.
I think your salary should go up now, because I believe you guys have been nominated for an award. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Ellie?
Can you, is that right?
No, we haven't. Okay. It's not an award. We just got a mention.
You got a mention. Okay, it's a little mention, but I reckon it was a pretty good one.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're top 10 in Australia. Don't bring it up.
Wow, well done.
You'll say it if I won't. All righty. Well, the Albanian Harvest Festival. Make sure you get down to the Shep Showgrounds this weekend. Reg and Karen. Or Chav.
Gold coin donation, $5 a car. Love to see you there. Look, the weather's going to be good. 29, they tell me. Look, thanks for having us here this morning.
Yeah, thank you. This has been fun.
this is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With
Josiah and Ellie.